Yes, Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap. And if you think that's an amazing promise, just listen to this. Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap, any other suds, any other washing product known. You see, Procter & Gamble's Tide, with its new Miracle Suds, not only leaves clothes free from dirt, it removes dingy soap film, too. And, lady, Tide does that for all your clothes, your company linens, your pretty prints, yes, and your grimy work shirts and greasy overalls, too. Yet, with all this remarkable cleaning power, Tide is safe, truly safe, for all your washable colors. What's more, Tide actually brightens soap-dulled colors. And white things? Why, in hardest water, Tide gets sheets and pillowcases absolutely gleaming, whiter than any other washing product known. Tide keeps them white, too, week after week. Tide and only Tide gives you all this, the cleanest, brightest, whitest wash you ever hung on the line.
It's only a moment after the close of yesterday's episode. Inside an empty apartment building on the west side, Perry Mason walks up and down, impatiently waiting the arrival of Peaches, the trucker, with a load of movie scenery and equipment. Impatiently because, well, does Mason know that every passing moment increases the chance of his being recognized and arrested. Impatiently because every tick of the clock increases his chance of failure. We're going to join Perry and Alan Paul Drake in just a moment. But first, let's join the crowd in Judge Albert Dallow's courtroom and learn what's to happen to Mary McKean, who, with her lawyer, Perry Mason, has been indicted, charged with kidnapping Mary's own child, David Jr.
In the case of the People versus Mary McKean et al., charged with kidnapping. Ready for the prosecution?
Ready, Your Honor.
Ready for the defense?
No, Your Honor, the defense is not ready.
Perhaps you'd better explain, Mr. Jackson.
Yes, sir. Yes, gladly. Now, as you know, Your Honor, Mrs. McKean was indicted just 2 days ago. Today's is not a sufficient time in which to prepare a case.
Did you ask the presiding judge to give you more time?
I did, Your Honor.
Your request was denied?
Yes, sir.
On what grounds?
May it please the court, I think I can answer that question.
Yes, Mr. Lytle.
I assisted the district attorney's office in presenting the evidence which led to the indictment of Mary McKean et al.
Yes, Mr. Lytle.
Now, the fact is, Your Honor, this is a peculiar case. Some months ago, charges were leveled and proved in court against Mrs. McKean. Charges of such nature as to cause the court to remove Mrs. McKean's child from its mother's care, place it in the custody of the next of kin, Mrs. Elizabeth Wren.
We know this, Mr. Murtaugh.
Yes, of course, Your Honor. Now, in the matter of the present kidnapping charge, there would be no prosecution for kidnap if Mrs. McKean were wrongfully convicted by the first court. I say if, Your Honor. Obviously, she was guilty. Because the Mason office has been working in vain to uncover evidence to disprove those charges. Now, sir, we felt, and the presiding judge felt, that since Mr. Mason has had weeks and weeks in which to prepare, no hardship could be done by waiting...
I understand the point, Mr. Murtaugh.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Mr. Jackson?
Yes, sir.
Would you like to answer?
Yes, sir, if I may speak frankly.
Please do.
Well, then... It is quite true that Mr. Mason has been working in Mrs. McKean's behalf. Mm. In fact, it was through this work that he was able to assist the Homicide Bureau in capturing that notorious murderer, Doc Keegan.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait. In the first place, Keegan hasn't even gone to trial. And in the second, mention of his name in these proceedings is irrelevant and immaterial.
Mr. Murtaugh, no jury has been selected. I am merely trying to decide whether or not to postpone that selection.
Yes, you're right.
Go ahead, Mr. Jackson.
Yes, thank you. Now, sir, it happens my work for Mr. Mason is more a matter of research than collaboration. Well, whatever evidence he may have collected, well, whatever plans he may have made for the defense of Mrs. McKean are unknown to me. Therefore, in preparing my case, I must start from the beginning without the benefit of any facts which may have come into his possession before his disappearance.
You mean before he ran out on his client rather than face arrest?
If you please, Mr. Murtaugh.
Your Honor, Perry Mason is just as much on trial as Mary McKean. More so. And I submit that neither he nor anyone connected with his office is entitled to the smallest bit of consideration. Mr. Jackson, for whom I have the utmost respect, has admitted Perry Mason had ample time in which to prove the court proceedings against Mary McKean irregular, if they had been irregular. He, together with his secretary and his client, Mary McKean, have been indicted for kidnapping a child which they could not obtain by legal means, hoping against hope that
please
they could...
Please bear in mind, Mr. Murtaugh, you are speaking of an indictment. There has been no conviction.
Oh, yes, I stand corrected, Your Honor. However, Mr. Mason and his secretary have chosen to disappear. The fact that Mr. Jackson happens to be unprepared is unfortunate, but we feel it has no bearing. If Mr. Mason alone knows the facts, let him come into this court and defend his client as an honorable attorney should do. Meanwhile, if Mr. Jackson wishes to plead his client guilty, I certainly
do not.
Well, the point I'm trying to make is we are not here either to prove or disprove the charges relative to Mrs. McKean's being a fit mother for her own child. That case was settled months ago.
Your Honor, Mr. Murtaugh himself has said that if those charges could be disproven, the case for the prosecution would collapse.
If, Mr. Jackson, if...
He very well knows that it is only by showing the nature of the woman into whose custody a small child was given, the fact that Elizabeth Wren gave that baby into the keeping of a man now in jail or awaiting trial for murder...
Mr. Jackson, please. This sounds to me more like a summation at the end of a case than a discussion as to whether or not a trial should be allowed to proceed.
Your Honor, it's all very clear that Mr. Jackson is doing his best to stall.
For what purpose, Mr. Murtaugh?
Why, to give Perry Mason the last chance to get off that tightrope he's walking.
Mr. Mason doesn't need my help, Mr.
Oh.
Murtaugh. He's perfectly capable of taking care of himself.
And if that is the case,
gentlemen,
he can come into this court.
Gentlemen! Must I remind you again, this trial has not started.
I apologize, but, Your Honor, if Mr. Murtaugh is so certain this woman is guilty, so certain that Perry Mason is walking a tightrope, then why is he afraid to give us a little time?
Hmm?
Why is he so afraid of what Mr. Mason might do? And on a tightrope.
He could well use it to hang himself.
That's enough, Mr. Jackson. We will grant a continuance of this trial. Next week, I shall expect you in court and ready to begin, prepared or not.
Thank you, Your Honor.
I hope that's satisfactory to the prosecution, Mr. Murtaugh. Mm. Or are you bothered Mr. Mason will come down from his tightrope before next week?
I wish he would. I wish he would.
Very well, then. Court is adjourned.
Turn off the portal, will you, Dylan?
Yes, sure. Watching out of that window isn't going to bring Peaches any sooner.
No?
Or Paul either. Well, at least you have to hand it to Jackson. He used his head. He got a continuance until next week.
Oh.
So we have that much more time.
It's a fat lot of good it'll do if Peaches doesn't show up with the equipment.
Perry, he said he
said he'd be here before 11. With the backgrounds, the camera, and the men Paul trained to use them. It's 11:30 now. No trucks, no
men. Maybe
he
was delayed at the warehouse. Maybe he had trouble getting that much movie equipment together.
It was all arranged, Ella. All Peaches had to do was pick it up. Okay, I'll relax. I'm really walking a tightrope this time.
I know. Chief.
Oh.
Have you thought about what may happen if Paul doesn't get back?
What?
Well, he's the one who studied the movie technique.
Well, if Paul doesn't get back, I'll take care of it.
You?
He's a little juggling act on the tightrope. As fond as I am of Paul, he's not the one I want to see. It's Peaches. Peaches and all that scenery and equipment and those operatives who've been trained to make like a movie company.
Hey.
Who's that?
I don't know.
Hey, Mr. Patterson.
It's the cop on the beat.
Mr. Patterson, she said it was okay.
Patterson, that's what you said your name was, Chief.
Yeah, that's right. Who said it was okay?
The little woman. She thought it was grand, me getting a chance to act the part of a cop in a movie.
Oh, yes, yes, fine. Glad to have you.
Only I still got to call in every hour, so I wonder if you could shoot my scene first, Mr. Hey, what's going on here?
Nothing. Why?
I've been looking through this apartment while we've been talking. There's no scenery, no cameras, no crew.
How right you are, officer.
When I was here on my last round, you said the cameras, scenery, and crews would be here any minute.
Well, they'll still be here any minute.
And now, an hour later, here's you two in this vacant apartment and no equipment but a portable radio. Maybe there's something that needs explaining. Maybe I'd better check.
Hey, everybody, where are you?
Who's that?
Peaches?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, where is everybody?
They're here. Our equipment. Look out the window, officer. You'll see all the trucks and the cameras.
Yeah, it is.
Peaches, bring everything into this apartment. Huh?
Okay, okay.
I hope you won't hold it against me, Mr. Patterson.
Hold what?
Oh, me talking the way I did.
Oh, no. It's quite all right. Forget it.
And I can still play a part in your movie?
Sure. After we've set up. Why don't you come and ask me after you've made your next round?
So far, so good. The scenery is there, and Mason is raring to go. But as Lawyer Murtaugh pointed out, and as Perry Mason so earnestly feels, he's walking a tightrope, ready to fall or get pushed off at any minute. But will that happen? Well, join us tomorrow, won't you?
Today there are more washing products on the market than ever before. So remember this. Tide is different from all the others. Yes, Procter & Gamble's amazing Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap, any other suds, any other washing product known. Because Tide not only leaves clothes free from dirt, it also removes dingy soap film. Yet with all this unusual cleaning power, Tide is safe, truly safe, for all your washable colors. What's more, Tide actually brightens soap-dulled colors. And in hardest water, Tide gets linens and shirts whiter than any other washing product known. And Tide turns out oceans of suds, even in hardest water. They're different-looking, different-feeling suds. And that's only natural, because Tide itself is different. Tide is the only washing product known that gives you this amazing combination. The cleanest, brightest, whitest wash you ever hung on the line.